Edinburgh honours blind veterans and volunteers. Blind veterans, volunteers, carers and staff from Scotland and Northern Ireland gathered at the Royal Scots Club in Edinburgh for a day of recognition and connection. Our members from Scotland and Northern Ireland recently came together in Edinburgh with their carers and our staff and volunteers to share stories and celebrate achievements. The afternoon began with a performance from the Military Wives Choir, followed by a three-course meal and the presentation of awards. Our award winners. Chris overcame sight loss to graduate with his degree. Member Chris received our Outstanding Achievement Award in recognition of his determination and success. A few years ago, he set himself the challenge of completing a degree in human evolution at the University of York. With support from our rehabilitation team, including specialist note-taking materials, he adapted how he studied and wrote and, earlier this year, graduated wearing his Blind Veterans UK tie as he crossed the stage. Niall found new confidence and passion through golf. When blind veteran Niall joined us just over a year ago, he was struggling to adapt to life with sight loss. A week at our centre introduced him to new activities, including golf, which quickly became his passion. Today, he plays regularly with Blind Golf Scotland and competes in events across the country. Niall received the sporting award, recognising how much he has overcome and achieved through his sporting endeavours. Anne is a steady link for her fellow blind veterans. For nearly 10 years, Anne has played a vital role in her community. She regularly phones blind veterans to check in, makes sure no one feels left out at lunches and events, and attends funerals to lay wreaths for her fellow veterans. Anne received the Camaraderie Award, recognising her kindness and the comfort she brings to others. Lauren gave blind veteran Barry the confidence to step back into the world. When Barry was first matched with volunteer Lauren as his outing's companion, he admits he was nervous. It had been a long time since he'd been out and about after losing his wife. But from their very first trip, the two clicked. Since April 2023, Lauren and Barry have shared more than 20 visits to museums and heritage sites across Scotland. Each outing has been carefully chosen to reflect Barry's passions from railway heritage to hidden gems he'd never discovered before. But their bond has gone far beyond days out. Last November, Lauren supported Barry to his wife's grave on the anniversary of her passing. Barry nominated Lauren for the Volunteers Award, and his words were read aloud at the event. Francis spent 120 hours bringing a blind veteran's memoirs to life. Francis received a volunteer award for her incredible dedication to supporting the late blind veteran John, a former Desert Rat with the 7th Armoured Division. When John decided to record his wartime memories during the pandemic, Francis became his typist and editor. He would handwrite his story, photograph the pages, and send them on. Francis typed every word, spending more than 120 hours on the project. She now describes her role as a privilege, saying she laughed and cried as she worked living the story alongside him. Thanks to Francis's patience and commitment, John's memoir, A Centenarian's Memoirs of World War II, was published and became a lasting legacy for his family, his community, and his fellow veterans. Two others were recognised for their achievements on the day. Maureen received the Carer's Award for the steady support she gives to one blind veteran, and Hannah received a Volunteer's Award for lifting spirits through her regular befriending calls. The day ended with a toast from blind veteran Ian and closing words from our president, Colin Williamson. Gatherings like this are a reminder of how important it is for blind veterans to come together to celebrate achievements, share experiences, and feel part of a community. It was also a chance to show our appreciation. Every blind veteran, volunteer, and carer recognised on the day reflects the strength of our community in Scotland and Northern Ireland.